at 21 seconds on a flurry in the left-hand corner. It was Maxner who centered the puck, shot the puck on goal, actually, on a beautiful wrist shot that was kicked away on a fine kick save by the goaltender, Gary Bauman. But he kicked it to a slight right angle, looking at it from the offensive wing, and the right wing Swarbrick just came in and really whipped it home in the upper left-hand shred and really nailed it home for that quick red light. At 21 seconds to give the Seals that little lead. And now Swarbrick again is on the offense as he pulls his way into the right-hand corner, digs the puck out of the action, leaves it for Ron Schock at centerman, and it's finally skated away by Noel Price, the veteran defenseman. The big green wave of the Quebec Aces checked hard. Finally, they get their offense going. Red Berenson dumping it down ice, and it's checked away by Jerry Odrowski and back to the neutral zone. McNabb and Odrowski in there defensively. The fast skating, Doug Senior, number 18, for the Quebec Aces, and somebody came in and gave Larry McNabb a hard elbow on the backside. McNabb turned around and hit him with the elbow and dropped Clee Mortensen just like a cold cucumber off the edge of a table. Who did he go down? McNabb running into the boards, getting his man all tied up. Got a little rough with him. The teammate came up to help him, Mortensen, and belted McNabb on the back of the head. McNabb just reached back and swung that left elbow backwards and dropped Mortensen just like that. So the puck's cleared away in the faceoff. San Francisco ice picked up by Thirlby to Wayne Connolly at the right wing. Brinks the blue line. Drop pass off to Ray Sear, his centerman. Sear back to Connolly in the attacking zone. It's checked away, but Connolly runs around his man. Deep in the corner he goes to Michelle Harvey. Harvey fighting for the puck. Back to Wayne Connolly. Connolly to his right wing Sear. Sear can't reach it. The puck checked away again by Connolly, but finally dug out of there by the veteran captain and defenseman John Hanna. Hanna takes a whistling shot, 50-footer right side, glove save. Picked up by Ron Harris to Connolly. Connolly back to Harris on the red line. Ron hustles the right way, takes the shot on goal, and it's cleared off the stick of Gary Bauman. Flipped right back up to the red line. The Quebec Aces, a veteran team, they've played a lot of hockey together. Veteran defenseman John Hanna, Noel Price. There's a breakaway in for it. Shot on goal! Michelle Harvey scoring on a beautiful pass.
There's no question the Seals are out skating this Quebec team. Their stick handling is superior in every aspect of the game so far. And this Quebec team is finding the Seals at their prime right now.
Connolly and Sear getting the assist as Michelle Harvey scored off the right-hand corner on a beautiful shot. It was a partial screen. The goaltender, Bauman, didn't have much of a chance at that one. The puck centered right in front of the net. Nice kick save off the knee bit. Another one right in front of the net. Frozen puck. Light one on. Where did the whistle blow? Oh, that's a goal. A scramble in front of the net off the left side. As Ron Harris has been back there at defense with Tom Thirlby.
Tough stop for Jack McCartan there. There was a close company in there. It was Terry Gray who shoved it through. It looked like he shoved it right back to the left side of McCartan. He was right up against the net. It looked like he was actually forced back into the net, and the puck was slipped around his skate by Terry Gray, who got the goal. So it's 2-1 now, and we've had three goals scored in the first 2 minutes and 43 seconds, actually, when that last one was put through.
Michelle Harvey scoring on that beautiful shot on the right side at about 40 feet out. It was a screen on the part of the defenseman for the Quebec Aces, enabling Michelle to get that beautifully paced shot in there. And then that scramble in front of the net, it looked like the puck was frozen. I think everybody relaxed in putting the goaltender McCartan, but the whistle did not blow, and the puck went in, the light went on. It was an unassisted goal credited to Terry Gray, number 6, a fine one of the youngsters on the team and one of the youngest fellows on the hockey club, other than the goaltender. The Seals fighting for the puck in the right-hand corner. 2-1 score. They lead at 3:27 of the first period. Ron Schott centering right in front. Another one banged in there by Swarbrick. Kicked out of the way by the gloved hand of Bauman. Schott again right back in front. The centering pass by Swarbrick. Again, he tries to center it right in front to Maxner. And Maxner is dumped out of the way. A penalty is called against the Quebec Aces. Up with the puck is Larry McNabb. McNabb shoots it in on goal, and it's cleared away. Maxner was almost pushed all the way through the cage. And a penalty will be called against Quebec.
That's the first penalty we've had tonight. So for the first time, the Seals have a power play opportunity working for them here so far this year. Seals are low in this regard. That could have a bearing on their present position in the league. They've scored only 21 times in 47 games with the one-man advantage now prevailing down here against Quebec.
You're listening to KCBS and KCBS-FM, the voice of San Francisco. Power play. Gravel, right point, left point, Thirlby. Shot on goal, Thirlby. Deflection out of the way by Captain John Hanna of Quebec. The puck kicked away by Connolly, the right side of the board. Stick handles his way out of trouble. Skates back and forth. Back to the right point, it goes to Gravel. Gravel dumps it in the side to Connolly. Connolly back to the center point. Off to the left side to Thirlby. Down the left side of the boards to Maxner. Maxner back to the left point to Thirlby. Skates in. He shoots. And he scores!
With a beautiful piece of screening again, that time on the part of Wayne Maxner and Ron Schock, who blocked out the goalie, Gary Bauman, who is ready to go back to Quebec right now. He's really having a rough time of it. Three goals for the Seals in 4 minutes and 13 seconds. That was about a 50-foot slap shot that time on the part of Tom Thirlby off the left point, and against the Seals a 3-1 advantage, 4 minutes and 20 seconds into the game.
Redwood Lincoln Mercury scoreboard showing a 3-1 San Francisco. They're hustling in this first period, but the big question of the Seals is trying to keep together for three consecutive periods. That's been their big problem, of course, all along. As they run out of gas in that third period, things just wouldn't go right for them, and the other team seems to keep getting stronger. But now they've got that 3-1 lead. The Quebec team, however, playing solid, hard-skating positional hockey, and the Seals trying their best. Break loose to Del Topo, who takes the shot. It's off the legs of defenseman John Hanna, centered in front of the net beautifully by Nicholson. Back of the point, Odrowski. Shot on goal! He scores!
Well, this is getting more unbelievable by the moment. That time it was Jerry Odrowski off the left point. Again, he was out 45 feet, and Gary Bauman, who is not only the youngest goalie in hockey, is at this moment the most confused goalie in the game. He just can't seem to defense that Seals shooting tonight at all. Odrowski firing one out from about to 50 feet, almost the same spot from which Thirlby found the net a moment ago. And it's the Seals ahead 4-1. They have piled up a 3-goal lead in 5 minutes of play so far.
And the Seals are inspired. There is no question about that. And doing a magnificent job. Harris is back in defense with Tom Thirlby. Redwood Lincoln Mercury, your San Francisco dealer, Van Asset Center, offers you the opportunity to see and test drive the great new Comet, the car that satisfies all that you look for in a fine automobile, and at a price that you can afford. So why don't you stop in at Redwood Lincoln Mercury? Find out for yourself just how beautiful this automobile is and just what kind of a great deal you can make. You can just about name your own ticket all the way home. The Comet, a magnificent automobile to see and test drive at Redwood Lincoln Mercury. The fast-skating Quebec Aces find themselves offside, go back on position before they get completely offside, and try to regroup, but they're forechecked beautifully. The front line of the Seals checking all the way. Thirlby has a puck checked away from him. Slap shot right in the chest protector. Knocked down beautifully by Jack McCartan. Cleared away off the stick of Tom Thirlby back to the red line once again. Hard slap shot that time by Wayne Hicks. Thirlby skates hard, picks up that puck back of his own cage, skates the right side, dumps it out to the center ice. It's cleared away. John Hanna, Quebec, the defensive captain, has the puck for the green. Takes the shot on a partial screen. It's kicked away neatly off the skate of Ron Harris. Off to Thirlby. Thirlby belted into the boards by Wayne Hicks, but he freezes the puck in the left-hand corner. And at 6:32, believe it or not, the score 4-1, San Francisco leading the Quebec Aces. They scored a total of 4 goals in 4 minutes and 57 seconds. The Seals driving hard. Victoria's at Los Angeles tonight in an important game there. Faceoff, left wing circle, San Francisco ice. Coach Charlie Byrne standing down at the boards. We don't see our new slim general manager, Norman Bud Boyle, around. There's a shot on the screen. Beautiful save by Jack McCartan as he kicked it away. I don't know how he saw that one. The backhand shot again on a partial screen as the Quebec Aces try to play that I formation defense in front of the goalminder. Here's Conley hustling around his man, really ripped into the boards by Morrison, the defenseman for the Quebec Aces. Loses the puck. It's picked up by the big green. Cleared away by Noel Price of Quebec. Skates the red line. Shoots it down into San Francisco's left-hand corner where Jean-Marc Picard clears it away. Pick skates out against the boards to his right wing. Conley against the boards, trying to get it to Ray Sear, who jumps over the back of Jim Morrison, defenseman for Quebec. Goes after the puck. It's forechecked away. Slap shot on the screen. Rebound. Backhand. Right on the pipe. Knocked in. Or is it? Beautiful slap shot by Conley. Beautiful rebounding attempt by Ray Sear. And Michelle Harvey hustled over to squeeze it home, but it was frozen right on the pipe, and it almost became 5-1.
There's no question about it. I don't believe, certainly on any of the home games, Roy, that the Seals have dominated any team to the degree that they have carried this game to Quebec so far tonight. Just about all of the action has been at this right side of the rink.
But now, can they hold on all the way? That's the big story. Conley with a puck back in his own end of the rink to Jerry Odrowski, to Michelle Harvey, back of the net. Puck is stolen away by Terry Gray. Gray skates out of the corner, back on the center point. Stick handles that puck and has it taken away by Michelle Harvey to Jerry Odrowski. Odrowski right-hands it and it's stolen. Clicked away by Red Berenson. Berenson wears a white helmet. The puck stolen on a forechecking effort by Ray Sear. Steps out of a body check by Don Johns and steals the puck again on a forechecking effort in the attacking zone. Finally, it's cleared away. The puck checked up the line. Odrowski putting a body check hard on Gordon Lavoisier. The puck stolen by Conley. Conley waits for his man. Can't find a man. Drops it back off the side. Intending to get it to Ray Sear. Sear dumps it into the left-hand corner. Harvey after it. As we look to the goal to our right side. Michelle Harvey forechecking that puck away along with Jerry Odrowski. The puck back to the red line. And offside is called San Francisco. 8:27 on the clock. 4-1 on the San Francisco scoreboard. Come in and test drive the 1,000,000th Comet at Redwood Lincoln Mercury. Van is at center. It won't cost a penny to see for yourself why Comet is the first in its class to sell 1,000,000 automobiles. Why it costs less to own, less to buy the 66 Comet of your choice at Redwood Lincoln Mercury. As low as $2,069 or just $39.98 a month. Redwood Lincoln Mercury, your San Francisco dealer. Van is at center. And the Redwood Lincoln Mercury scoreboard showing at 4-1 in favor of San Francisco. 8:37, 8:40 into the first period. Ron Schock hustling that puck to Maxner. Maxner takes the shot on goal. And Swarbrick tries to drive it through the legs of the goaltender Gary Bauman, and it's frozen there. Maxner at left wing, Swarbrick to the right side. Ron Schock at center. Defensively, we have Ron Harris and Tom Thurlby. The faceoff. Control back to the green of the Quebec Aces. Up the line. Ron Schock all alone trying to take and deflect that. The shot is partially blocked and off the left side it goes. The elbow of Jack McCartan picked up by Noel Price. Intercepted by Maxner. Drop passes it on the red line to Harris. Harris to Swarbrick, who skates the right side. Skates deep into the right-hand corner. Looks for a man to center that puck to, and it's chipped out of the way by the acting captain, Claylon Mortson. Other Quebec Aces, and the puck is cleared into the attacking zone of Quebec once again as Maxner forechecks it away. Back to the red line to Thurlby. Thurlby still has the puck. Stick handles the right wing. Drops it off to Swarbrick. Slap shot, Swarbrick. Beautiful skate save. And the puck's picked up by Quebec. Quebec's Mortson skates the blue line. He's got Harris with him. Stick handles around the right side of the boards. Still stick handles his way around. Is dropped hard. The puck shot on goal is cleared out of the way. Nice body check by Ron Harris as he really dropped the man that had that puck that time. Swarbrick. Duran Schock. Back to Swarbrick. Swarbrick chops the man's stick away and tries to go after that puck. It's deflected into the San Francisco zone. This is a tough, all-checking hockey game, I'll guarantee you that. The Aces may be down by three, but they haven't given up. Jerry Brisson out there now as the Seals are trying to change lines. Cross that line. Shot on goal is wide off the left side by John Hanna. A real whistling shot from the blue line. Another shot dumped in on and off the right side. Picked out of there by Mortson. Cleland Mortson. There's a penalty call against San Francisco fighting for that puck. The San Francisco Seals trying to get it so they can kill that penalty. Finally, they come up with it and the penalty is called. Hooking. At 10:42. Against Wayne Maxner.
This is the first time the Seals have had the one-man disadvantage as the first penalty called against San Francisco. The Seals have had trouble in this regard as well in direct opposite to the fact that they've had trouble scoring off the power play, despite they did it the only time previous tonight when they had the chance, they got a goal. But in this particular case, they are low in that regard in the league also, having allowed a total of 40 goals in 47 games with the one-man disadvantage. 10:42, 10 minutes, 42 seconds into this first period, and it's 4-1 in favor of the Seals here again, Roy.
All right, we'll watch these Quebec Aces now as they have that power play, but it's taken away by Brisson to Michelle Harvey. They whip it down the right side of the boards and down to the Quebec side of the rink. Michelle Harvey, Jerry Brisson, with Larry McNabb and Jerry Odrowski. The Quebec Aces skate the blue line of San Francisco, trying to get set up. Back to the left point they go. The puck clear down to red. Left side to Wayne Hicks. Hicks deep in the corner to Rochefort. Rochefort can't get the shot away. It goes back to the center point on the screen, driving in and taking the shot on the screen, but it's wide to the right side was Ed Hoekstra. The puck cleared off the right side of the boards. Back to the left point to Noel Price. Left side of the boards, centered up in front. He's got a wide open shot. He shoots, cleared away. Another shot on goal, cleared away again. Beautiful saves. Another slap shot on the screen. Again, it's cleared away. And McCartan is making saves one after the other. The puck picked off of there by Rochefort. Rochefort drives in. Reverse pass with a minute to go on the penalty against Noel Price. Shot on goal by Price. Wide to the left side. Picked out by Larry McNabb to Brisson. Brisson against the boards. Keeps it in the left-hand point. Tries to take it away, but he can't do it. And Ed Hoekstra still has the puck. Takes the shot. It's blocked beautifully by Jerry Odrowski and whipped to the other end of the rink by Jerry Brisson. 45 seconds to go. Five solid shots on goal. Stopped that time by Jack McCartan. The green wave of the Quebec Aces. Up at the red line, they try to go. Hard shot by Rochefort is off the pads of Jack McCartan, picked up by Michelle Harvey. Checked away. But Harvey regains possession and whips it down the other end of the rink with 20 seconds. Harvey skates off. Ray Sears skates on. The Quebec Aces cross the red line. Drop that pack. Get it out in front of the net. The shot on goal is bounced away as they try to clear that puck in for a beautiful screenshot, but they couldn't quite do it. Don Blackburn was trying to get set for a shot as the penalty was called. Or cleared, and the icing infraction is called against
Quebec penalty, number 17.
It was a penalty at that.
2 minutes, four flashing.
Penalty on Wayne Hicks will put it'll put the Aces down one man again. And this was, of course, with the one-man advantage in which the Seals scored earlier tonight. That was, as a matter of fact, the Seals' fourth goal of the night, the third goal of the night, the fourth goal for both teams. Tom Thurlby with a slap shot from 50 feet out from the left point. And that gave the Seals a 3-1 advantage. Since then, they've increased it one more, and they lead 4-1 here. But now the Seals, with a 5-4 advantage on the ice and face off on the left circle on Quebec ice.
The power play, Ron Schock hustling after it with Connolly to the right side, Maxner to the left. Connolly whistling into the right-hand corner. Johnny Gravel from the point comes in, tries to get it, can't do it. It's bounced high on the air, down the other end of the rink it goes. The Seals regroup at their own end of the ice. Redwood Lincoln Mercury gives you full maintenance leasing. and a better lease plan than most for several reasons. One is the plan is tailored to your requirements. You receive a 60,000-mile warranty for another reason, for complete service anywhere in the country. And there's a full maintenance plan that includes everything except your gasoline. So to really find out about leasing and all of the pros and cons on leasing, and you've heard a lot about it, we invite you to check Redwood Lincoln Mercury's lease plan. Now driving in is Wayne Connolly trying to get a shot on goal, and he scores!
So for the second time in two chances, the Seals have scored on the power play tonight. Looking great in that regard. 5-1 now in favor of San Francisco.
Number 18, Ron Schock.
Ron Schock with an assist, along with John Gravel.
And the Seals lead it 5-1 on the Redwood Lincoln Mercury scoreboard. Del Topple's line is out there right now with Al Nicholson and Jerry Brisson. Jean-Marc Picard, Ron Harris make the defense. Remember, at Redwood Lincoln Mercury, you can lease the Lincoln Continental for $137 a month, the Mercury for just $83 a month, and a Comet for $72 a month. Harris hustling after the puck, back of his goal, loses it, goes back as Terry Gray centers it right out in front, but it gets away from everybody and goes down to the other end of the rink. Del Topple right after them. And Nicholson clears that puck back to the corner up the left side of the boards. Stolen by Terry Gray of Quebec. The Quebec Aces, Red Berenson with that white helmet. Centers that puck up and gets it away on a beautiful breakaway. Breaking all the way in is Gray. He's got him. He shoots. Beautiful leg save. But he's got to do it again. He's got men all around him. A slap shot bounces off the body of Al Nicholson. That's cleared by Picard. It's kept into the attacking zone by Quebec. They've got a 2-on-1. The shot on the screen is kicked away by Jack McCartan to the right side to Ron Harris. And up ice, the puck is centered. And after it races Al Nicholson. And Nicholson's got it. He shoots. He's knocked down. So is the goaltender. Nicholson hits the boards. The puck is cleared away. Del Topple steals it. Back to Nicholson. Back to Topple. Shot on goal. Topple. Nicholson drives in. Both of them are saved by Gary Bauman. And this young goalminer is doing all right out there, even though he does trail at 5-1. And icing is called against Quebec.
Boy, I'll tell you, 60 seconds of red-hot action. If you wanted that action out here tonight, you got it in that sequence of back and forth, both clubs driving, and in the case of the Quebec goal at that time, Gary Bauman rose to a height he has not reached so far tonight. He was able to stop a couple of free shots that appeared to be sure goals, and of course, Jack McCartan taking care of Terry Gray on that one-on-one situation was a beautiful thing to behold, as Gray tried to fake him out the last moment, but failed in that attempt.
The Quebec Aces with that puck. Noel Price back to the right-hand corner as we look off to our right side. Skates off the left side of his cage, up to his left wing, trying to get it clear to Doug Senior. Senior has it taken away by Wayne Connolly, who scored his 26th goal just a short while ago on the power play. Breaks loose of a grasp on the red line. Drops it in on goal. Cleared easily by Bauman. Dropped behind the net. Connolly forechecking, but then runs away and gets back into position again as the Quebec Aces move up ice from right to our left side. Senior trying to break loose on that puck, but Connolly is all the way back in position and covering. Ray Sear, beautiful backhand pass by Michelle Harvey to Sear at the red line. Dumps it back to Connolly, but it's deflected off the stick. Connolly picks it up anyhow. Jumps along the right side of the boards, runs out of a body check, dumps it in the corner to Sear. Back to the point to McNabb. McNabb can't hang on. It goes back to the neutral zone. Back it goes to Jodrowski. Cherry inside to Michelle Harvey. And the Aces are really starting to lay the leather, you might say, on their checking to the San Francisco Seals at 16-18 on the Redwood Lincoln Mercury scoreboard. McNabb picks up that puck, back of the net he goes, whips it around the corner. It's stolen in there by Mortson. Off the pads of Wodrowski, cleared by Schock, who skates up the red line. Right wings the blue line. As Michelle Harvey in front of the cage, the shot and goal is taken and cleared out of the way into the right-hand corner. Back to the point and picked off by Mortson. Mortson across the red line and way offside. The Quebec Aces. The big new Generation Comet 1966 with all the performance, luxury you can ask for and all the economy is available at a price you can afford. as low as $2,069, only $39.98 a month. At Redwood Lincoln Mercury, where it costs less to own, less to drive the new Comet of your choice, and they have the largest selection in the Bay Area. Come in and test drive this car with a million happy owners. At Redwood Lincoln Mercury, Van Ness at Sutter, in San Francisco on Auto Row. Ron Harris knocks down a drive toward his own goal, clears the puck to the red line, Swarbrick goes after it. Maxner tried to clear it, was knocked down. Swarbrick dumps it in on goal. It's cleared off the pads by Gary Bauman. Swarbrick hustling his way with Jim Morrison, the veteran defenseman. They clear that puck away, up the line. Ed Hoekstra off the side to Blackburn. Blackburn deep in the left-hand corner, centers it right in front of the net. And he's really belted into the boards hard by Ron Harris. And Harris knocked him down, and he really felt the wood that time, I'll tell you. The puck cleared by Swarbrick. On his blue line, left wings it on the red line to Michelle Harvey. Across the blue line to Schock. Schock drops it off the side. Swarbrick is checked out of the way. Can't get to it. And the puck is cleared once again by Hoekstra. Left side again it goes to Blackburn. Blackburn that time decided that to use his head and not try to run around Ron Harris. He just shot from way outside as he remembered that last jarring body attack that he took to the kidneys and was belted into the boards. And at Harris really has provided a little look-up muscle as far as the defense of the Seals are concerned tonight. At 17:41, San Francisco leading 5-1. Face-off, right wing circle. San Francisco ice. The puck controlled by Del Toppel, back to Jerry Odrowski. To Toppel. Toppel leaves it back of the cage again. Odrowski skates back, picks it up. McNabb to his right side. Jerry taking his time, gets it out to Al Nicholson. Nicholson to Toppel on the red line to Jerry Brisson. Brisson dumps it in the attacking zone. Notice Del Toppel, or rather Al Nicholson, wearing the letter C on his jersey as he's been made the captain of the San Francisco Seals now that Charlie Burns is the coach. Can't be the captain and the coach, of course. And Al certainly deserving of it. Here's a slap shot that's blocked by Jerry Brisson. Brisson hustles the blue. He's got Nicholson with him. Skates the blue line of the Quebec Aces and then dumps the puck back to the neutral zone and is cleared easily by Quebec. The Quebec Aces are down 5-1 here in the first period, 18:36. Al Nicholson blocks the shot. Ed Hoekstra, the centerman, off the right side, dumps it in, on goal, goes Jim Morrison, checked out of the way, and shot on goal as McNabb almost ripped him apart. The shot wide to the side. Nicholson picks it up. They ride that puck across the blue line, Del Toppel and Al Nicholson, but it's cleared by Noel Price of Quebec. A minute to play in this first period. Ed Hoekstra skates the red line, and these Quebec Aces really skate all the time, believe me. They'll keep the Seals hustling all night long. Nice lay-down stick save by Jerry Odrowski, but he hit the boards. Knocked him off balance, but the puck is cleared by McNabb to the red line. Ed Hoekstra skates the blue line of San Francisco once again, off the right side. After it, Wayne Hicks enters it right in front of the goal to Blackburn. It's cleared away. Odrowski clearing it out of there. Conley getting out on the ice, trying to help the San Francisco Seals as they are pressed defensively in their own end of the rink. Conley at the right wing in his blue line. Offside call deliberately against the Quebec Aces. They'll face off right wing corner. Quebec ice at 19:40 with 20 seconds remaining in this period. Tom Thurlby comes on. McNabb skates off. Michelle Harvey, Ray Sear, Wayne Conley in there. Now Ron Schock comes on. Ray Sear skates off. There's the faceoff. Michelle Harvey gets it, but it's dumped back to the neutral zone. Thurlby has it with only 15 seconds to go to Odrowski across the blue line. Back to the red line once again. Checked away. Odrowski takes it away neatly. Still has the puck off the left side to Michelle Harvey. Harvey takes it in. Tries the shot wide left. Back of the cage. Gets frozen there by Quebec. Two seconds left to go in this period on the Redwood Lincoln Mercury scoreboard. Ron Harris comes on defensively. Conley skates off. So we have Wodrowski, Harris, and Thurlby out there with Michelle Harvey and Ray Sear. Charlie Burns putting in extra defensive effort in the last few seconds of play as the buzzer sounds, and listen to the applause. When you buy a car, you buy it for many reasons. You like the way it looks. You like it because it's a good business car, a good family car. You may buy it for economy, for performance, the way you feel behind the wheel of that automobile. And of course, you buy it because you get the price you want to pay. Well, I found the car that fills all of these requirements and more. The 1966 Comet. Styling, performance, durability, economy, and a choice of 13 models at a price you can afford. A little more than $2,000, as low as $39.98 a month for a big new generation Comet 66 at Redwood Lincoln Mercury, your San Francisco dealer, Vanis at Sutter. Come in and test drive it yourself. It doesn't cost a penny to find out for yourself just how good this automobile really is. Redwood Lincoln Mercury, Vanis at Sutter. Don?